Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I think there's so much stuff going on. Of course, the big, beautiful bill passing the House last night, a shooting in front of the Jewish embassy. Two people just killed dead. Why? Because they're Jewish. In the United States of America, somebody yells "Free Palestine" afterwards. This is happening right now in our country. It's a very important moment, and I'm very grateful that we have somebody in charge in the administration who, like we played that clip a little bit earlier this week, he said this woke crap is done. He was talking about Congresswoman LaMonica Iver, who has been charged now with assaulting federal agents in an ICE facility. This is what she had to say.
Well, I think, one, this is political intimidation from the Trump administration. I mean, me being charged is absurd, you know, especially when I'm just there to do my job. The confusion and the chaos that you see was caused by ICE officials and Homeland Security. They created this unnecessary situation by arresting the mayor, which later they dropped the charges, as you can see, you know, creating an unsafe environment for us as members of Congress, the mayor, and peaceful protesters that were outside of this facility. Once again, it was so unnecessary and it didn't have to be.
So Representative LaMonica Iver there of New Jersey saying this is unnecessary, basically saying it's political. She put hands on federal officers, and the president has said this is not how we're doing things anymore. Let's see what Tyrus has to say about it.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, Tyrus, welcome back to the show. LaMonica Iver has been charged now because she put hands on a federal officer, and it kind of looks like an FAFO moment. She sure doesn't think so. She thinks that this, since she's a congresswoman, she should be able to do this. What are your thoughts?
Oh, what are you talking about, LaMonica Hand?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The stone? I'm serious. Is that what you're talking about?
I guess.
I think it's funny. Whenever somebody commits a crime, do they ever say, you know what, in hindsight, yeah, that's on me. I need to be better. They usually get that from an athlete who's trying to save their contract after making a stupid stunt. So, yeah, when you put hands and to the level in which you put hands on someone like that, and there's video of it, you just have to kind of giggle when they try to like convince you that's not what happened.
Yeah.
You know, but if I ever decide to put hands on somebody that I disagree with or try to show out in front of a camera, I'll have to remember to say, well, he put his face in my fist. You can clearly see that I put my fist out to stop him and his face ran right into my fist. And he's lucky I don't sue because I might possibly have metacarpal damage. It hurts when I type on my computer.
Man, you're good at this.
So I guess I could sue. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
Do you feel like we as a country have gotten used to, I mean, obviously what she was trying to do in there, she got what she wanted, attention. She created a scene. The Democrats thrive in chaos. They wanted the attention, and you create a scene like that, and then the eyes of the country look at you maybe for 15 minutes or so. She got what she wanted, and have we created a culture now in this country where, especially Democrats, they get away with this type of behavior?
No. We didn't create it. That's why when they were doing it during the woke Biden years, which is funny because he was never awake, during those years, they didn't prosecute the ones who did. So they set their own rules. And then an adult showed up. And now the things that they were able to do before, i.e. loot, burn down buildings, destroy a whole city, police precinct, men walking up, punching women in the back of the head, pushing them off subways, and then being out of bail and an hour and a half later, a husband beats up his wife, is arrested, and then is released and goes back. And then I think there's one story where he killed her for calling the police on him. So they set this pace, and now the adults are in the room. And this is normal because the average American, if you ask them, hey, what would happen if you walked up, picked up someone, threw them on the ground or hit them? They'd go, oh, my ass will go to jail.
Yeah.
So they tried to change culture. And we had what I would affectionately like to call is a pause reset. We said, hold up, wait a minute. Oh, hell no. That's not how it's going to be. So and they should throw the book at her because they're always the ones talking about the oppressed and the government and privilege. Well, they've had woke privilege and she is trying to use woke black privilege like she was oppressed. So that's why she attacked people. So, again, it's just a return to the norm. So it's always been there. They just found a way to get around it with a corrupt, nuts, liberal attorney generals and governors who will let their cities burn to hell so they can march with people who are gaming the system for free federal funding. Doge is taking away their ability to launder money to their various groups and family members. So we're seeing a correction. And it's a correction to what every one of us have to follow rules. I would love to settle my debates with Gutfeld with a right cross. I would never lose an argument on that show.
I think you'd only ever have one argument. There'd be one argument.
It would have a half of one. Yes, one. And then I would remind him all the time.
Yeah.
I would have a t-shirt of me hitting him. But I'm saying that's not acceptable behavior.
You know, you can probably create like an AI image of
another Emmy for punching a guest who disagreed with him. And I come up, I'd like to thank God, I'd like to thank my family, I'd like to thank my boxing trainer. You know, we just got to do the work. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And excuse me, Tyrus, your time is up. Excuse me? Wow. That's what's cutting my time.
You're listening to Tyrus, a regular on Gutfeld, of course, Fox News contributor. His book is out right now, Nuff Said. You've got so many things going at one time, Tyrus. You know, you mentioned the word woke earlier, and this is something I haven't heard this conversation as much from the lefties that we have in a regular participation in our live chat during the show. But there'd always be this, like, you know, what is woke? What does that word even mean? What do you think woke set out to be? And maybe 10,
nobody
15
knows
years
what it
in?
Means. It's provocative.
What is it?
Nobody knows what it means. It's provocative. Woke is past tense for you were asleep when you should have been alert. It's, again, we're returning to norm, and you have to use the words as they were explained in the Webster's Dictionary, or if you want to go further back, the King George's English. So now definitions mean something again. So before, I'm woke, which means I'm aware of the bad that happened in the past. I believe that's what they were going for. But now woke is you're late and those the early bird gets the worm and you're no longer able to create feelings as facts. So you can't create magical dragons of racism and oppression and white privilege and all the things that are great BS. Like, I don't care what color you are in this country, you're going to have hurdles. Not every white person in this country was born with two silver spoons and a Mercedes Benz thing. Like, so in their lives. So it's an individual achievement. And now we're getting back to everyone has problems. Everyone has people who have said things. I have a life. You have a life. You produce. There's every one of us has a story. Every one of us has a rejection, a heartbreak, an injury, a scar. Some of us several scars. And that's what unites us. And it's not the color of somebody's skin that unites us. It's the shared life events that we all have that makes us a nation. So with that, I should probably run for president. I won't remember that, but that was dope. I normally don't pat myself on the back, but I'm going to stop right now and be like, I don't really, if this was on TV, I would drop the mic, pick it up again, and then drop it again.
You should do that. Tyrus running for president. You heard it right here on the Annie Fry Show. It's appropriate that it starts here. You got our vote. How do you feel the president is doing so far? He went to the Middle East last week and, you know, did stuff over there. It was widely.
I got to be honest. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset.
Why?
I specifically asked for two Arabian horses. I was pretty clear on the Gutfeld Show.
So first executive officer is President Tyrus.
Can I get an executive order for two jumping Arabians for my daughter? I'm just saying.
I think that's the only.
Happen,
actually, I think that's the only thing he didn't get done over there.
Other than that, if it was in school, he would get the gold star sticker, the scratch and sniff kind that smells like strawberries. It was phenomenal. He brought trillions of. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
You never had a scratch and sniff sticker?
Of course. You know, that is a simple thing. Do our kids' generation know the pleasure?
They do not know the joy.
And they know Candy Crush.
Yeah, but that's garbage.
That's no strawberry scratch and sniff.
Hey, when you got a spelling test, I said 100% with a scratch and sniff on there.
Mm-hmm.
That was like major recess collateral. Like you could negotiate lunch snacks. I got a scratch and sniff and the cafeteria worker would give you extra pudding.
Made you want to study spelling.
Yeah, because even spelling scratch and sniff was tough for me. But it was phenomenal. The momentum, the country, people are excited. The opportunities are there. Inflation's down, eggs are down, gas is down. And I think the best thing is that he assembled a team of highly skilled people, regardless of religion, creed, even political affiliation. What RFK Jr. has done with red dye and starting to get our foods clean and have people paying attention to stuff is amazing. So you could not be happier. It's basically he put together a band of misfits and they're doing it's a really good time in this country. Could things always be better? Honestly, considering where we were at this time a few years ago, I don't think we could do any better right now than we are.
He's been president for 122 days. Like, I don't. What can anybody do in 122 days?
My biggest fear is that this is going to go by. So my only fear is that in about 2 years, we're going to see some really positive times in this country. And Americans will then be like, oh, we can elect anybody. And I think that's the drawback is that what's in place for the next 4 years. Who is going to take the mantle? Who is going to be? I think the problem is the greatness of Trump is also the fault, because no one's going to be able to live up to that on the Republican Party. Unless you save the speech I just gave.
We've got to run that. We're going to put that up as a YouTube short.
Put a scratch and sniff sticker on that one.
Yes.
And we'll just break glass in case Tyrus runs. Just put it in a little.
It'll be on X at Planet Tyrus. We'll be putting it on your feed as well. Yeah. And then the world will know. And then we'll have our 2028 question answered already.
Yeah, maybe you should have a poll, like, would you vote for Tyrus in 2020? Just for giggles.
Okay, I'll do that. I can absolutely do that.
All right.
You're going to win that poll. I can guarantee you that right now. Oh, one last question
before against anybody.
That's true. You just eliminate your competition. That's what Hillary Clinton does.
Or maybe we set it up. Let's make it fair. Tyrus versus Oscar the Grouch.
Okay. That can be the poll.
Who would you vote for?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a poll up right today, and I want to ask you, since you brought it up, is Joe Biden a victim at all?
No. He's not. And because when he has moments of clarity, he should confess to the American people. Hmm. But what he does is he doubles down. The View, which is a horrible show where people go to throw their career away. And when they asked him the question, he should have said, yeah, I'm not what I once was. And it was my arrogance thinking that I could turn it around. But his wife jumped in and no. So even when he has moments, that's kind of always been his thing. He mattered more than the American people. He wanted to be president no matter what the cost was. And it was a pretty, you ask any of those families of those Afghan soldiers, of our soldiers that lost their lives in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You ask anybody who's lost a child or a loved one from a murderous illegal alien who should never have been here in the first place. What if they think Joe Biden's a victim?
Yeah,
I think the answer would not surprise a lot of us. No, he's not a victim. Quite frankly, the whole talk of cancer, is being used as an excuse for not finishing the speaking tour. And I'm afraid they're going to, I don't wish cancer on anyone, obviously. It's a tough disease. But to sit there and try to use that as the reason why he was off, to try to cover up more, to try to offset the little secrets that we already knew in these books and stuff, is I think just as criminal as the behavior that we saw from whomever or who's ever was running the government, because he clearly could not function. And those who made those decisions on Afghanistan and the border need to be held accountable legally.
Mm. No quarter from Tyrus on Joe Biden. Appreciate
no,
that.
No, not a dime, nickel, or a penny.
Tyrus, we love you. Thank you for being.
Not even a pence.
Not even a pence. All right, Tyrus for president. It started here. We're excited to be a part of this big endeavor in your life. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Tyrus, you need to check out one of his books. His first one is just Tyrus. It's great. Check it out. Go get it, and you can listen to it. He narrates it. The follow-up, Nuff Said. You can also check out his comedy tour. It goes across the country. If it's coming near you, sign up. Get tickets. You will not be disappointed. When we come back, Will Chamberlain is going to join us. I'm going to talk to him about what we were just discussing there. This YouTube live chat poll, is Joe Biden a victim? You know, depending on who knew what and when. And if Joe Biden was an incapacitated puppet during this administration, is there some sort of legal problem that exists for the people who continued this charade? Plus more, especially the LaMonica Iver question. Should she get the book thrown at her? Will Chamberlain of the Article 3 Project next.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.